Clear the airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis, and Candace Haas of Orange County Normal. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis. I'm here with my buds. What a fabulous day. We've been rained on for a week or two now.
I know, everything's all green, and it's not just because it's legalization.
And, very good. And with me are my two favorite buds, Candace Orange County Normal.
With a
green joke.
Trying different ones out. And it's a little bit too crazy.
And L.
Get him.
L. What can we say about L?
Birthday boy.
Industry guru.
Everyone knows Elliot and everyone loves him.
And we have some, we have our fabulous friends that drop by to see us.
Daisy from Mary Jane University and Jamu Joe and got Chris.
And we have some background. We got a guitarist here today. I'm so excited. I can't stand it. Anyway, thank you. Can you play shit like when I say something and you can make some kind of a sound with a guitar? That's what I want you to do. I want sound effects.
So,
Okay. So listen, before we get into any, we have a fabulous guest, Todd Davis of CBD Unlimited. But before we get into that, I want to talk about some current events. And by that, I mean Trump, our new commander-in-chief, okay? Has anybody been watching the news?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's not only in the news, like all this Dateline and everyone, 60 Minutes, whoever, you know, they're all doing stuff on him.
Last night he did his first TV interview and I loved it. I thought it was great. Nobody else does that shit. He doesn't care. He's telling you like it is. I don't know, people. You know, people don't like me because that's how I am. I tell it like it is. And, maybe it's an East Coast thing. I'm not sure. But I've lived on this earth a long time and I have never seen it.
Okay, well,
so fucked up. I mean, well, they're cutting people's heads off. And what are we doing? We have the pussy police that do nothing.
So how's your opinion changed so dramatically when we were debating politics right before the election?
I didn't say anything.
Well, what do you mean you didn't say anything?
I never said anything.
We debated
Chris,
a whole
do
bunch
you remember
of this stuff.
When we first
Chris
started?
Chris doesn't remember. Chris wasn't no. there when me and you were there.
No. Chris and I went through a conversation, and I was a Trump supporter, and he hated me.
What?
No. You said that your daughter was a Trump supporter, but you weren't a Trump supporter.
And then I said, I'm not voting for anybody. That was it. And I didn't. I'm sorry. I was one of those. So I can't complain. But I love that he's going to the bottom line. And I just love that. They're killing our people. How could you say that we are allowing all this shit to happen?
Okay, newsflash. Everyone dies. Everyone gets killed. Ain't nothing perfect. What do we want? Perfection all of a sudden?
What does that have to do with
ISIS
cutting off heads of our people?
And we were arguing about this earlier this morning. And I was asking,
I don't understand what's the difference?
Every job has a risk. Sometimes when you work in the cannabis industry, you're risking your freedom, your safety, any kind of assets that you might have.
We're talking people
when you
cutting
go
heads off.
And you work in a country like that, you're also taking a risk. You know, and Elliot is saying, you know, no one wants anyone to die, obviously, you know, but
so
everyone is going to die. And we're never going to be able to make everything perfect.
So what we're saying is
how in the hell are we going to control something in another country? They've been cutting people's heads off since forever.
I don't care if they cut each other's heads off.
Civilization, like ancient civilization, they were cutting each other's heads off.
They're cutting our heads off.
No, because
our police officers shoot us.
And exactly. That's another point.
You know, like getting your head cut off or getting shot in the back by someone who's supposed to protect you. You know, it's like police officers, you know, that have people like already detained and they still shoot them or you're, you know, running away, not obviously, you know, putting them in danger and they still shoot
you. How many
incidents?
Just think about what you're saying, okay? Both of you. Think about what you're saying.
Okay.
How many instances that you can think of right off the top of your head and name names that come up with that? We have to have laws. If we didn't have a red light, we'd all be running into each other.
Are we talking about instances where the police shot innocent people here? Which instance are we talking about?
Police shoot people everywhere.
Okay.
If you're a bad person, yeah, you get shot.
But this all started...
Sometimes you don't, and it's an accident. I don't know.
But this was all started by you stating we were getting our head cut.
Something in these other countries because people are being murdered. We're just saying people are being murdered here, too. But
wait, hold on.
All of this has gone away from, like, Trump.
Right. Let me explain something.
And, like, the Trump. Women's March, I guess. We should...
It's not about... I care that they cut their own people's heads off. I care that we have clergy there. We have educators there. We have military there. That's whose heads they're cutting off. They're not cutting. I don't care that they cut off each other's heads. Fuck them. They're hurting our people. They're killing our people. So on that note, we sit and watch.
So why are our people better than their people? How are you going to say fuck them? What do you mean? They have innocent people who are not part of these regimes or whatever.
We got to get back to the citizens. Let's go to the Women's March. This will be a better fight.
I'm sure you want to change that subject.
No, I don't agree.
I think before we lose every voter, every listener who's like, what? Trump? What? And they're just like,
no.
We better talk about the Women's March.
Let's talk about the Women's March. I don't think it was about Trump. I think it was about women's rights, which I applaud.
It was about Trump because Trump is violating women's rights and the women finally got so pissed off or said, you know what, we're going to go march.
Okay.
If Hillary had won, there would have been no women's march.
What right did he break?
Think about it. Had Hillary won, would there have been a
Elliot,
women's march?
Just tell me what right did he took away from a woman?
Where do I start?
Well, he's very misogynistic. No. He's very,
Okay, just tell me. What haven't you said about a woman? You've never...
Okay, here's the difference.
I'm with guys. Here's
the difference. Find some... political, scandalous, anything that Barack Hussein said that degrades women compared to Trump, compared even further to President Bush, compared to President Clinton. Go before that.
Bill Clinton was the biggest womanizer in the world.
Yeah, but he wasn't a woman demeanor, though.
Exactly.
He didn't walk around, grab him in the pussy and, like all this stuff. You know,
you guys are so crazy.
We are not crazy. We think you're crazy, too.
No. I don't. I've seen a lot more than you have. And I think our country is a mess.
We're going to get a Trump bumper sticker,
I've
Patty.
I've never, ever. Hey, I don't know if he's going to be good or bad.
Oh, man.
Give me some normal news.
Yeah, I got some really interesting stories, and we'll do this kind of quick here. But in response to some of these legalization and medical marijuana laws that passed, legislators are actually trying to move to delay the enactment of these voter-initiated marijuana laws. So this story from Washington, D.C., you can find the full one on Normal. Legislators in a number of states are pushing forward measures to delay the enactment of several voter-initiated marijuana laws. In Arkansas, lawmakers unanimously voted in favor of legislation to postpone the deadline for establishing the state's new medical marijuana program, 60 days. Also in Maine, in North Dakota, in Massachusetts, and in Florida.
The medical program?
Medical or in the states that have the legalization laws, yeah. The state legislators are trying to say, I know that the voters have passed this law. We have to implement it, but we're trying to push it back. They're trying to do anything they can to not give people their marijuana right away. So it's very distressing, and there's already organizations working on responses. And if you live in one of these states, it's definitely important to contact your representative and let them know that, that you guys need your marijuana now. States like Arkansas and such have been waiting for a long time. 20 years after other states.
Hey, did you see that Thomas Jefferson University received $3 million from an Australian philanthropist to support research in medical cannabis and hemp?
No, that's very interesting.
Yeah. $3 million. I mean, it's coming. It's coming. It's starting. Go ahead, Candace. I'm sorry.
Also, ArcView just recently released a report saying in 2016 that the marijuana industry... there was over $53 billion spent on marijuana-related purchases.
Wow.
That includes ancillary products or just marijuana itself. So they're looking that after the new states have added their marijuana laws, that there could be an increase of $22 billion.
I think those numbers are low.
Yep.
I really do. Hey! What else? Does anybody have anything else before we take a break?
Well, I didn't get to finish the normal news, but anyone that wants the full stories or other stories, go to nationalnormal.org at NORML.org or check out Orange County Normal at orangecountynormal.org.
Any big events coming up with Normal?
We've got some lobby days coming up. You can check California Normal out for that. And tons of business conferences likely to pop up throughout the year.
Very, very good. You guys are doing a great job, and we appreciate Candace. Candace is in her 14th year with Orange County Normal.
Going on.
And this is our 14th year, so we're real excited. Hey, we have a special guest, Todd Davis, CEO of CBD Unlimited and the Index Corp, which we're going to talk about at another time. And we're real excited. So we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with more Hot Pot Topics. Welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis. I am here with my buds, Candace Haas with Orange County Normal. Hey, Candace.
Hey, guys. Glad to be back.
And Al, our, what are we calling him
industry
now?
Industry guru, I think.
Industry guru. You better live up
he
to
is.
That name.
I'm right here.
He
I'm
is.
All over.
I know.
Hey,
I know.
He doesn't know Elliot. I'm a like, I hate to use that analogy
don't
like Madonna.
Okay,
but,
you can't.
That's
you
it.
You can't. Pound.
In quotation
and
marks.
We have our fabulous guest, Todd Davis, who is CEO of Endex Corporation. That's EDXC. And Endex is a diversified small cap. This sounds like stock shit to me. Is that what this is?
That's the part about Endex, yes. But the part about CBD Unlimited is not. That's what we really want to talk about.
Oh, okay. So did I get the wrong thing?
Why don't you tell us?
Corporation is the parent corporation.
Okay.
It's a facility, but
enlighten us.
CBD Unlimited is our division. Yeah.
But there's a. So you're saying that there's a stock index.
But he wants to talk about CBD Unlimited today.
Yes.
Okay.
And save that for another show because there's what three different components to your company.
Yeah, and we can touch on those, but I think it would be better, you know, for the purposes of the hemp industry and the. And what we're all passionate about, those are some of the things I think we should discuss.
Awesome.
Okay, so tell us, you know, I want to know how you got started in this industry. You were from the banking industry or the mortgage industry?
I actually came, originally I was in the investment banking industry in the 1990s through 2000, working with new biotech and funding the research and the development and the new technologies that were emerging during that time. So that became my expertise. You know, it was just as much banking as it was learning the science and how to communicate an idea from science to the everyday person so they could make decisions on where they want to invest, what technologies they wanted to support. And then ultimately I started investing in biotech firms and pharmacy technology firms in the early 2000s, and one thing or another led me to the medical marijuana industry. I had introduced a seed-to-sale tracking system and dispensing platforms for that environment because I saw a great need for a change of industry. We were a little too early, and then at the same time, we were researching CBD. We knew that medical marijuana was doing wonders, and we wanted to know, as a publicly traded company, how do we be in the industry and not touch THC? So we had to scientifically prove that there were viable options to participate and then ultimately provide high-quality products to consumers. And that's, you know, it was a pathway that got us there, and I started there, I think, in 2012, you know, mid-2012, and 2013 is when we really hit the ground running.
Okay, what makes you different than all the other 10,000 CBD companies?
That's a good question. You know, to me, the molecule is the molecule. CBD is a precious molecule we're all lucky to be in association with.
Is it hemp?
What do we do
hemp
with that
derived?
Molecule is the next most important thing.
Is this hemp or cannabis? Explain that, first of all. Because people talk CBD hemp, CBD cannabis. Is there a difference? And what is the difference?
Well, the difference is how you classify the plant. Cannabis is a master strain of or species of plant. And from that species are multiple different characters or hybrids of that original plant, which is hemp. you have, and the higher the THC count, the more it falls into the marijuana class. The lower the THC count, the more it falls into the industrial hemp space. It's still cannabis.
Is it the same plant that I take my, that I harvest and get my pot from? That's what I want to know.
It's not, no, it's not identical. Genetically, it's not identical. Molecularly, it's not identical. But it, originally, it's identical. It comes from the same mom and pop.
Okay.
If you want to put it that way. It's on the same family tree.
I've heard.
And so the molecule itself, the CBD, which is the cannabidiol, one of many phytocannabinoids that come from the marijuana and the hemp strains, is the molecule structure is the same. How it's affected by smell and terpenes and other profiles of phytonutrients is different. In the marijuana strains, they're breeding those, you know, there's over 2,000 breeds or strains of marijuana now that are registered. They all have different mixes and different ratios of these molecules in that plant. They're designed for different things, different effects and different smells and aromas and texture. With hemp, it's pretty much the standard plant that it's always been. There is some hybridization in the commercial space for farming to create, you know, help create more viable plants or higher yield CBD plants. But in the end, I always tell people, molecule is a molecule. The body doesn't know the difference, and that's what we're really appealing to. Where we extract it from produces us a different level of legal presence in the industry. We can extract cannabinoids from the hemp plant and then commercialize them and or research them for development under the U.S. Farm Bill Act. So that's where we fall in as a company, and that's the pathway we chose to go instead of the medical marijuana arena.
I want to know more about the test that you did, because I found that fabulous, and people need to hear the results of that test.
Okay, and to me that was the most important thing, Patty. You can't just go out and be an oil salesperson or a CBD salesperson and tout all these great results. You have to have some core of science behind it. You have to be able to validate what you're pursuing and what you're understanding. And what I saw in the industry was there was no dosing. Nobody knew what amount of dose. Everybody had a different opinion.
Right.
What amount of
right.
Dose.
Trial and error.
Yeah, it was trial and error. And they're all, you know, they're all waxing poetically and they have beautiful things about it. But in the end, I didn't see applied science. So we did that. We applied science to the early stages, and I recruited a couple doctors that were interested in testing and understanding these molecules as it pertained to neuropathic pain or neurological pain. So my original doctor group is a group of podiatrists that do foot surgery and foot repair. The majority of their patients are diabetics. And the majority of those patients have a condition called diabetic neuropathy. So that's a nerve pain that starts in the feet and then goes back up through the body. And it's chronic and it's painful.
Right. I know
and
a lot of people that have that.
Miserable.
Right.
And, you know, many people, the pain is so bad, Patty, that they want their leg amputated. They want that relief. That's how extreme it can be for them. And that's not an uncommon condition. So through dosing and using other research that was out there, we started off, instead of seeing how much a person could take of CBD, we said, how little can we start with and move up until we find an ideal dosing range where they experience relief or a reduction of something? And in this case, it was pain. So the initial round, we did 20 patients that volunteered. They all were diabetics with diabetic neuropathy, and they all had pain on an assessment scale, on a 1 to 10 assessment scale, 10 being the highest pain threshold. They were in the 7 to 10 range in pain on a
daily
chronic basis.
Wow.
And so we set out for 30 days. And our initial test is we had a 2% concentration of CBD in hemp seed oil, a very simple blend. And we did a vaping test. So the first 30 days, those patients used a vape formula, a vape tincture, with that concentration. And we saw immediate reductions in pain. In the first 2 weeks
when you say treatment, when you say immediate, how fast is that to you?
In 1 to 2 doses.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Now, it was enough to say we noticed a reduction in pain. It wasn't saying my pain gone. We're just noticing if I feel better. So by the end of the month, in that first intake month, the patients came back to the doctor, and the doctor did a reassessment of the pain scale and then was able to observe the notes that the patients took in their own note-taking. In the first month with the vape formula, the pain was reduced on average for those 20 patients greater than 60%.
Wow.
There was one that had no reduction, and there was one that had full reduction. So those were the two outliers. So there was one person in that group that had no, had noticed no benefit from the product.
One person out of 40 or 140?
One out of 20.
One out of 20. Oh my God.
We did expand that, and we let them use the product for 90 days. And in the end, the majority of them came down to the 1 to 2 range in pain on a daily basis, just through a simple vaping formulation in a very low concentration. The second test we did, we engaged 40 people on the next test, and we did an oil tincture. So we gave them an option of 3 different flavors, a peppermint, a citrus, and a natural, we called it. They did the same thing. We had the same concentration, 2 to 2.5% concentration, a slightly different mix on the tincture, but all natural ingredients. And it had a whole plant profile, so there were terpenes and other things that were in the entourage side of the equation.
I got a question.
Same result.
I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Ellie.
From your research, what is the best or, as far as research, way as far as CBD delivery to your patients?
I don't think there's a good answer for that. I think there's 3 ways to do it effectively. When you vape it, you get it into the lung, and it crosses the blood-brain barrier very quickly. That's a microdosing process. You're not getting 2 milligrams of CBD per dose, per vaping intake.
Okay.
So you're microdosing either in a short amount of time or consistently over a day or as needed. When you do oral, you're controlling the dose. For our mix, for instance, every 3 drops essentially equals 2 milligrams of CBD. So the average person does 2 milligrams twice a day.
Can I ask you a question about regarding the 2 milligrams?
Mm-hmm.
Most patients don't know how people test for CBD. So how are you guys testing for your CBD? And where do you guys go test for your CBD to figure out the right dosing?
Well, we started off in the lab. We collaborated with 2 companies that were making processing oil. So by molecular weight is how we initially measured it out. And through the spectral analysis and the HPLC testing, we were able to test out a consistent blend. So you're still working with the averages. If you pull an ounce of fluid out of a 1 liter bottle, we were consistently getting 2 to 2.5% concentration of the CBD per molecular weight.
Okay.
That's how we did it.
Okay.
So once we were able to fine tune that and get some consistency in that, then we had a range that then we could formulate and make different tinctures and still maintain the same ratios.
Are you guys working on any new products right now?
Yeah, we're working on several. We have a key blend. We have a spray technology. It's not nanotech, but it increases the absorption rate.
Like an oral. You're talking about like an oral spray, correct?
It's an oral spray. Okay. You can also spray it in coffee and tea and other liquids. The way we suspend it, it stays suspended. It doesn't dissolve in water, but it stays suspended in water or fluid.
And, well, what's the difference between a spray and a tincture then?
The tincture is still oil. You're taking a pure fat. And we suspend it in other fats.
I'm only stating that from the idea of you were saying put it in coffee and other kind of things. So what's the difference between spraying it in your coffee or dropping it, like say, like a tincture in your coffee?
The way the oil or the fat behaves in liquid is the issue.
Okay.
We tried many different ways, you know, working with different foods, different water-soluble methods to find a way to suspend it. In the end, oil and water don't mix, so CBD itself floats to the top, sticks to the wall, separates. Something's going to happen in that department. So what we've done on our water-soluble side is we've found ways to micellize the technology and suspend it. So it even disperses instead of floating to the top or sticking to the side, and it stays suspended within the fluid volume that it's in.
I have a question. What the DEA just put out, how does that affect you?
Good question, Patty.
Didn't they ban it?
I couldn't hear Candace.
Oh, I was just saying that's a really good question. That's what everybody's been asking me.
Yeah, everybody wants to know how is that going to affect.
Here's how we look at it. And we look at this, you know, as soon as the Farm Bill Act came out, the U.S. Farm Bill Act in 2014, there was now a congressional law, an actual provision written about this, about what you can do, specifically from hemp in the United States. So we comply with that law and that law only. And the interpretation by our attorneys going back to 2014 is this issue is going to come up with the DEA. The DEA had written an opinion in 2011 about the nature of all components of marijuana, that every single one of them was considered a Schedule I drug. And it sat in limbo since 2011. The exiting DEA chief signed off on that document when he left in December. That's what caused the uproar. Since 2011, Congress has actually written a federal law. So that law has usurped that particular indication of what the DEA was translating. The DEA, I tell people this, the DEA is the police. They're the cop. They're the enforcer of the law. They're not the interpreter of the law.
Right, they don't care. Right.
So the Congress is the lawmaker, and the FDA is your oversight, your regulator, they're providing the guidance. So when they're all working together is the ideal situation. But right now it's disjointed, and the people who are in the hemp-related industries, if they're in a compliant fashion in the first place, should be in compliance with the U.S. Farm Bill Act in that provision. So we feel, and everybody else in our space, we've received all of our letters of, you know, of interpretation and opinion from the attorney. They're all consistent, saying basically what I just said.
Well, is that hemp coming from United States sources, or is that hemp coming from third-party non-United States sources?
Both. To me, that's more of the gray area. When you look at imports coming from outside the United States, they're getting imported as foods, and when they're in an oil form, and when they're in an isolated form, they're getting imported as something else. So they're getting imported as ingredients or supplements or one thing or another, depending what country they're coming from.
So what you're saying is you can still order from, let's say, Switzerland and have it shipped here, and it's okay.
Well, it has to be tested.
Well, of course.
I mean,
let's say the source.
We test there. You know, we choose farms that we're willing to work with. They have to have approved soil, approved oversight, a lot of things like that. There's a lot of bad product out there. You know, I'm not.
Oh, right,
it's
right,
like
right.
In the industry, there is bad product out there, and there are bad actors.
Hey. So, Todd, we are. You have so much information, and we're gonna move. Listen to more of what you have to say, but we have to take a short break, and we're gonna come back. But we have other things to talk about. Candace has some. Do you have any normal news?
Yeah, we have normal news.
Normal, Elliot. Do you have anything to talk about? We can't hear you because Elliot wasn't at his mic because we were having a hard time with our new setup. We're not plugged in 100% yet, but we're getting there. And we have some friends that stopped by to see us, and they're fabulous, and they're looking at us like we're crazy. I mean, what is going on over there? Chris is laughing. Daisy is smiling. One thing about us, our friends are very, very, very happy. Wouldn't you say that, Candace? Candace, I might say you look lovely today. She has this diamond necklace that I'm afraid that somebody's going to come in and rip it off her neck. But we're going to take a short break.
It's like $5.
Don't tell their secrets.
Sadly surprised.
You walked in with a bodyguard. Yeah. I thought it was for the necklace. Hello? What was that about?
Hey, she walked in with me. I like the compliment.
Okay. Listen, we're going to take a short break. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with Todd and Elliot and Candace and our fabulous studio audience. We'll be right back. Don't hang up, Todd. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us today. We're real excited to be here in our new studio, and I'm here with Candace of Orange County Normal. Hey, hey, hey.
Hello.
And our good bud, Elliot, who is our, what do we call him again? Super rep?
He's industry guru.
Industry guru.
I like it.
We have our industry guru, and Elliot, you got to talk in the mic, honey, and because I didn't hear you say that. And then we have our some friends. We do have friends still. Did you know that? I got a little worried, but we do have friends. We have three friends, right, in the studio, and we have our friend Joe, Daisy, and
Chris.
Lyft Chris, right? Are you a lifter?
All that. I love Uber, that. Money I love making, that. Hustler.
And you know what? We're talking to Todd Davis, and he is the CEO of Endex Corporation. And
we're going to talk about CEO pets and CDB.
You made me forget what I was saying now when you said that. CBD Unlimited, right?
That's right.
And I want to talk about dogs because we are pet lovers. Joe in the audience has what, 30 dogs? Elliot has a dog. Candace has a dog, and I have two cats. So
you're the only one that's weird in this group here, Patty.
Hey, I'm the only one that my girlfriend fed her cat 5 years ago cannabis for his cancer.
Well, that's okay. Awesome. So that's really cool. So pets obviously have CBD and receptors.
Are you doing something? They're screeching. Are you doing something?
No.
Oh, okay. There was some...
I'm listening captively.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's what I love about you, Todd. tell us about your what you are doing with pets.
Well, we really treated the pet the same way we treated the people. We wanted to make sure that dosing was correct. We've seen other products out there that I think are a little bit irresponsible on the pet side. You still need to control the dosing, and you need to understand how a molecule affects a pet or an animal. And we introduced a product back in August that we call PhytoBites. We were able to...
Wait, what was that? Final Bite?
PhytoBites, like P-H-Y-T-O.
Oh, okay.
Just like phytocannabinoids, but PhytoBites for dogs.
Oh, wow. Okay. That was cool. Okay.
So, in the early testing, we wanted to know, can we... after what we had seen in people, we wanted to see if it would have the same effects and could we notice it in a pet. And what we noticed is that the stress-related behaviors we saw diminishing. We saw dogs getting normal. If they didn't want to play with other animals, they would come back in. If they were too aggressive with animals, they would mellow out a little bit. So it kind of brought them back to even keto, regardless of what side of the equation that they were on. And then we were providing it to people who had dogs that had separation anxiety. And the dogs were doing better throughout the day. They weren't going to the bathroom as much. In the house, they weren't tearing things up, and we got to see some good benefits from that. So, once we finally found a pharmaceutical grade partner that was from the pet industry that makes products both medical grade and food grade for the pet industry, we found a technology that was able to suspend the CBD in another controlled dose setting. And once we got it down, we then cut those, we now extrude that product in a peanut butter solution. This peanut butter oil, peanut butter powder, and a little bit of mineral oil. We'll be introducing some other vegetables into that mix. Eventually.
Yeah, dogs like peanut butter, right? Is that people
yeah, the
put?
Majority,
yeah,
not all dogs. We apparently Chihuahuas don't like it very much. They're the only ones that ever spit this vital bite out.
Candace, did your dog like it?
That's really interesting. The Chihuahuas are the kind of dogs that would like spit out any kind of treat, though. So you can't really
I think they're just finicky. Yeah, they're not all Chihuahuas, but the ones that have that we have seen reject the taste of it. They've typically been Chihuahuas.
Yeah. So these products are already on the market for pets, right?
Yeah, they're on the market. They're in about 100 stores across the country.
Cool.
We have vets and breeders experimenting and trying them. But I found recently in the last couple of months, we've had a lot of rescue clinics buying the product.
Wow.
And we get them, those dogs are usually either very stressed out or abused, or they come from a bad condition, or their end of life and their quality of life is not that good. And the owners and the people running these foundations are seeing dramatic results, and we're getting a lot of testimony from them.
That's really cool. I think that's a really big part of the market that could grow exponentially because, I mean, people love their pets and are willing to do anything. And I think that's really cool. That's awesome. So are they in any big box retailers?
People have reordered, 5 to 8 times August. So they see significant results in a very early state. It applies to many things. We get testimony all the time from the things that they've seen improve on their dogs. And the pet owner is really the only one that really understands it.
Yeah.
I did get a call from a vet practice in Hawaii this thing 2 weeks ago. We had our first cat testimony. We marketed it to dog owners, but the vet in practice used the samples that we sent them to calm a cat that was pacing and swiping and biting at people. They gave a quarter of a single dose to the cat. The cat ate it, which surprised me. But the cat ate it, and within 15 minutes, it was laying down and purring. Completely settled down. It had been pacing for days. So the pet owner called me up. She was crying. She goes, "I can't believe what I just saw. Please send me this. What do I do?" So it's a lot of this is scientific experiment with the pet owner. You have to find a good amount. Don't give an animal too much. Don't give a person too much. Give them what they need.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's it as a principle.
Well, that's cool. That's really awesome. I like that it can be applied to, that usage.
I think where I'm seeing the most touching stuff is for dogs that are over 10.
Yeah.
They start getting into a cycle where they're taking lots of medications, wanting to fight arthritis or hip dysplasia or chronic diarrhea or respiratory problems.
So how can people find these fabulous products?
Oh, go to CBDUnlimited.com and explore around. We have all our product lines are there, both for people and pets. We will be launching the VitalBites.com website here in the next week or so. And that will be our specialty pet line that'll have its own attachment, but it's still linked in with CBD Unlimited. And the idea for CBD Unlimited is we want to bring the best quality products, lots of different delivery methods that people can enjoy, both from a health and benefit or even single uses, where they're trying to combat inflammation and stress, anxiety, and more importantly, pain. So it's it's been one of those things that I've seen. When I was in the biotech industry, I saw one technology truly work in 13 years. And this one molecule does more than anything that I've witnessed in the biotech arena.
Wow, that's quite an endorsement.
And it's natural.
Right. You know what? You are fabulous. You definitely have to come back, Todd.
This is so cool.
I mean, you have so many fabulous things to say, and definitely you'll have to come back and do another show. But we really
my pleasure. Anytime you guys call me, I'm happy to jump in with you. And I love to hear your stories too. How you guys are working,
right?
And understand how the industry is approaching it. It's overwhelming with what we're doing now. It just gobbles up time, and the growth rate and the educational curve that's going on in the U.S. today is extraordinary. A year ago, I could tell the story to 30 people in an audience, and maybe three knew what was going on.
Right, right. Now it's different. Right.
And they're asking really good questions.
Right, right. Well, thank you for everything that you do, and we will definitely talk again. Again, Todd Davis, CBD Unlimited. Check him out, and definitely look at the website. Thanks, Todd. Have a fabulous day.
You too. Enjoy.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, oh my God, that was great.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
That was so fabulous.
There's a lot of new CBD companies opening up nowadays, trying to, you know, use CBD in different ways. And you
know, what?
It was interesting.
Oh, my voice is back all of a sudden. What happened?
If you pound on the desk one more time, I'm going to break your arms and beat you with them.
And that's really interesting. And that's what I'd heard too from other people about the DEA, that it really wasn't anything new, that they were kind of reiterating what their sentiments already were, and that no one's really worried about it. Our availability of CBD and from hemp and from other sources, you know, really what? Isn't going to dry up.
And more people are doing testing now too.
Yeah.
I mean, you see the study that they did, and they had, actual results. So, and after I just spoke with him, I found this article, senior dogs vision and motor control restored through marijuana. And this 14-year-old dog had a stroke. And they started giving her brain was swollen. Her brain was swollen. And they started giving her marijuana on, I don't know. It doesn't say what they did, but they, you know, they probably did the oral. My girlfriend did her cat. She put cannatonic on the cat's food because the cat had cancer. The cat didn't have pain anymore. It didn't walk around the house and cry. It was the best thing that she did for her cat. I'll never forget.
There's something worse than listening to a cat.
So,
that would make a person go crazy, be like, dose that cat right now.
So, hey.
Throw him in the water.
Do we have any shout outs to anybody?
Well, shout outs to Pure Organics and to CBD Living Water, right? They've sponsored the show in the past. And also to Orange County Normal and to Cannabis Talk 101 for letting us use their studio.
Wait a minute. We have an event. We have an event, and we are doing
High Society 2. An invite only. Well, you have to be on the guest list. You can't buy a ticket at the door. So you're going to have to go to our Eventbrite site to buy a ticket. It's going to be in Orange County, Northern Orange County, right?
It's going to be in Orange County, and it's going to be on June 3rd, Saturday.
We're going to do something cool this year. We're going to do a casino night, right, Elliot?
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Oh,
I told you.
Get excited.
Elliot, was that you, honey? Did you get excited?
No.
What are you doing? Are you eating while you're talking? Okay. I'm sorry.
It's his birthday. No. He can do what he wants.
It's Elliot's birthday, everybody. So let's sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Elliot. Happy birthday to you. Okay.
What'd you get him? Where's the strippers?
Many dabs.
And many, strippers. Many dabs.
Did you want strippers, honey? You got a fucking cake, okay?
Yeah.
Cake. I mean, you got cake.
That's about equal, right? Strippers or a cake.
He said he wanted a brown sugar cinnamon cake. Well, all I wanted to do, I looked for hours. Well, there weren't any. I mean,
did you just make up something? You're like,
no. He says I want brown sugar cinnamon cake.
Yeah.
So I just, Pinterest has the best recipes.
That's what my husband does to me. I'm like, what do you want? What kind of cake do you want? And he comes up with some freaking crazy Mexican cake that I've never heard of that has like a thousand layers and like all this wet stuff.
This is a shout out to Pinterest. They have
the
best.
Hell?
They have the best recipes. They're easy to follow. I mean, there's so many of them. So I did, and I made a brown sugar cinnamon apple cake.
Nice.
So I'm really excited about that.
Did you put any weed in it?
No.
What?
No, I don't.
What
do
the hell
that
kind
because
of cake
I don't
is that?
Eat it. I don't eat it like that. Anyway, we've had such a great time today. And we talked to Todd, which was Todd Davis of CBD Unlimited.
A lot of information.
A lot of
Those smart guys can talk a long time, huh?
Right. They can. They talk a long time. But, I mean, he was great, though, because he had a lot of good information. So we really need to have him on the show again and talk more about it, because there's so many. Everybody's into CBD. How many CBD persons can you have on your show? But he sounded really. I mean, well, hey, I love that he had a, they did a test. They had 140 people or 40 people, whatever they did. Mm-hmm. They had test results, and it was all, you know, in a controlled environment.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're that, so, that is, I what mean, they're doing different than other CBD companies. So props to him. Also, shout out to Mary Jane University.
Check that out.
It's a pretty new concept.
Okay.
Cool concept.
And wait, do I have a second to do a random act of ridiculousness?
We have a whole nother segment, yeah.
A Kentucky.
Elliot just can't get enough.
Elliot, just sit there and look pretty, honey. It's your fucking birthday. A Kentucky man is facing felony charges for allegedly striking his girlfriend in the head with what other than a frozen sausage log. Okay? So, whatever, it's in your freezer, guys. If you want to... And I don't think she died. She didn't die, but...
Well, I don't... Yeah.
Oh, several times in the face and the... Oh, my God, this guy should go to jail. Anyhow, he did. He spent a week in the Nelson County jail, and he's posted $5,000 cash bail. But anyhow, that was my random acts of ridiculousness.
People are crazy.
People are crazy. And why would you want to be with somebody that is violent, mean,
that
and
hits
ugly?
You with his meat? Come on.
No, it wasn't with his sausage. It was with frozen sausage. Are you confused, honey? I love you so much. Anyway, we've had a fabulous time. Elle, are you still here? No, he's not here. Anyhow, thank you guys for listening. We've had a fabulous time. And on that note, it's time to blow this joint.
Whether we like it or not, best I can tell, the world's gone to hell. All of the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. I got a $100 bill, friend, to keep your pills, cause it's all going to pot. That cackle babble head in the box must think I'm dumb as a rock. Reading me the news while I'm kicking off my shoes, and it's scaring me out of my socks. That red-headed stranger.